Hello, hello, hello. This is Sugandhi Iyer on the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome again. If you've been listening to us, you know, we just started a couple of shows, and we're on every second Thursday, every alternate Thursday. So the last time we were on the 21st of December, and we're on today, the 4th, and then leave a Thursday, and we'll be back the next Thursday. The Joyful Manifestation Show is my idea. It's based on my book, Joyful Manifestation. My book, Joyful Manifestation, contains a 10-step process which helps you get aligned to whatever you want and helps you get that in your life, to attract it into your life. I thought that, you know, with the book being out and the process in place, it would be wonderful to have a show to actually be able to talk about the Joyful Manifestation process, so that each and every one of you that's listening today will learn how to manifest whatever you want in your life in a joyful manner. That's what this is about. You know, with all the negativity that's happening around the world, we don't even want to go into it, but there's a lot of stuff that's happening, a lot of negativity. And the negativity tends to make us think that this is what life is all about. It is about war. It is about poverty. Life is about hunger, poverty, and life is about sickness, disease, you know, and it's about slowly declining till, you know, the end. And Joyful Manifestation is here to remind you that that's not the truth. Whatever has been created in the past, it's been created over years and years by society, by people, by the way that everybody has been thinking all of these years. And it's now become, you know, it's become strong in people's minds now that life is about negativity. And life is about somehow struggling to survive this negativity. So right now, the opinion is, you know, if you can somehow survive, that's enough. A lot of people today are operating purely in survival mode. Survival includes, you know, making payments for your bills, having just enough to eat, or okay, comfort level eating, trying to keep your relationships together, you know, because a lot of relationships are going through a lot of turmoil. And you can see that there's a lot of breakdown of relationships and people not being able to communicate and connect with each other properly. And survival has become about keeping these relationships together at whatever cost that it may, you know, that you may feel that you have to pay. Survival is about somehow not getting robbed while you're walking down the street. Survival is about somehow saving some money so that you can have a little bit of a nest egg at the time that you retire. Now, survival, the biggest part of survival also includes keeping your family safe, your loved ones safe, not getting into any serious disease. That's what life is about, survival. Well, Joyful Manifestation is here to let you know that, you know, there is much more to life, and life can be very, very joyful. This survival, the mode of survival, is an automatic mode, and it takes you from day to day to day. And at the end of your life, you know, when you are getting into your 50s and 60s, you start to think that you start to count down now. You're counting down the number of years, and survival is about somehow being alive in spite of all odds, literally all odds. You know, this thing about surviving, this is not what your soul wants. The soul is something that it's consciousness, and it's something that senses and perceives this world through the material senses. So your soul perceives this world through your body and through all your senses. Whatever it perceives, it then decides that, okay, I want to do this based on what I've perceived. I would like to do this based on what I've perceived. But if your perception and all your senses keep getting negativity from the space outside of you, so basically society keeps giving you a whole lot of negativity, and this is a perception that you have, then your soul cannot go beyond this to a higher level of creation. It gets stuck in survival. Your job is to somehow get out of this loop of negativity and ascend, you know, evolve, ascend, go to higher levels of existence where you can actually enjoy life, where your soul can breathe free. And that is the energy of joyful manifestation, where you are in a place of calm, quiet, happiness, and joy. In this place of happiness and joy, peace and quiet, the way that you perceive the world is different. Now the world is a place of excitement, like wonderful excitement, adventure, and amazing things happening around you. Suddenly, you feel as if it's worth being alive. Suddenly, you feel as if you've got a lot to contribute. You have a lot to share. You feel as if people are happy around you, and there is less negativity happening. So joyful manifestation, the process of joyful manifestation takes you through the steps where you can get to this place where you can start to perceive your life differently. It's very important that you do this. You know how they say when you have to guard your country, okay, let's USA, for example, we do not want people invading our country, right? We want this safe and secure. There is no second choice. This is it. You want the country safe and secure because you do not want your loved ones to be in any danger. So if that's the case and there is no second choice and there is only one choice, you know, that's it. We want USA to be safe. If you have such a strong viewpoint, and if the whole country has a strong viewpoint on this, then how come you don't have that strong viewpoint in your own personal life? How come you don't have this thought that there is no way that I'm going to be living on this level of survival and that I should be living in this energy of joyful manifestation? How come that is not priority number one? Well, we are here to show you why. We are here to show you how to do it. And we are here to show you how to help others do it. You know, whoever you're connected to, whoever you want to be around. So joyful manifestation basically right now is not even really a choice. It's a must. It's a must because this is a level where it goes beyond just survival and it takes you to actually living life happily, where you do not have to be scared that something bad is going to happen to you. The sky is going to fall down on me. It's going to rain so badly there are going to be floods. You know, hurricanes are going to strike, earthquakes are going to happen. Our economy is going to go down again. I'm going to lose my job. And I'm not going to have enough money when I retire. This doesn't have to be the way life is. And your soul, okay, the light within you did not come into this life to experience just survival. You know, having said that, again, you know, this concept, this notion that survival is only so many years, an average of, what is it, 50, 70, 80 years, 90, it's better because of medical, you know, the progress in medical science. But if you really go into the depth of this, the soul cannot be destroyed. And as long as the soul decides it wants to live, it will live and it can live. So joyful manifestation, I'm not saying that everybody can do it right now, but it is here to introduce this idea of eternal life. You know, okay, now take a breath. If you believe it, if your soul believes it, and if a lot of people around you start to believe it, you can really change the way that the energy is flowing, and people can start to experience longer and longer lives. It's a possibility. It's everything falls within the realm of possibility now. You know, why is everybody counting down? Why can't everybody think that as long as my soul wants to live, it's going to do whatever it can to make it possible? So we start to introduce new belief systems into ourselves, and then we share these belief systems with others around us. And they can laugh if they want to, but wouldn't they be happy if they can squeeze in a few more years? Wouldn't they be happy if they could enjoy more wealth, happiness, and comforts? If they could enjoy better health, mental stability, mental health, good relationships, and their children being safe for a very, very long time. Having said that, the one good thing about joyful manifestation, if you connect it to your self-worth and self-empowerment, the whole thing works together, because self-worth and self-empowerment actually helps you gain more confidence and actually helps you go forward in life, because as you feel more empowered and as you feel more confident, you will be able to manifest what you want in a very, very happy way. Self-empowerment and confidence is not about ego. I mean, nothing wrong with ego, but it's not about arrogance. I think that's a better way for me to say it. You can be empowered and you can have confidence. You just don't have to be arrogant about it. You don't have to rub it, you know, in everybody's face. And you can use this self-empowerment and confidence to go forward in your life and create what you want for yourself. In a past show, you know, I had introduced this concept of energy corridors. I think it's important for me to touch, you know, on the subject again, because a lot of people would not have heard my previous shows since I've just started. And sometimes I'm going to have to bring in something from a past show and talk about it again, because it's really, really important. So energy corridors are something, it's just like a corridor that you may walk through, like a hallway and a passageway. And whatever hallway or passageway you're walking through, you will see, you know, the pictures, the frame pictures, the artwork on the walls that exist in that corridor. So as long as you are walking through a particular energy corridor, you will see whatever exists in that corridor. And this is what most people do. They remain in one energy corridor and they continue to be in it and witness whatever exists in that particular energy corridor. they continue to see the same images, the same movies, I mean, the same movies. Yes, if you do go to a movie theater and you're watching a movie, you're kind of stuck in that movie for some time. So you continue to witness the same reality. If you change your energy corridor, you change your reality. You see whatever exists in this new energy corridor. Now, joyful manifestation helps you change energy corridors so that you do not have to keep witnessing the same reality again and again. Question yourself, am I happy with where I am? And you don't have to be completely unhappy with where you are, but you might decide that you want to move ahead in life and witness a new reality, which means you change your energy corridor. And as you change that, you get to see whatever exists in the new energy corridor. It's as simple as cooking. If you don't like what you've made, make another dish. You don't like eggplant? Okay, how about tofu? Something different, something new. And you can keep doing this in your life. You can change your reality. You do not have to be stuck in the reality that you are in. This applies to money. This applies to health. This applies to love. It applies to your beauty, your sense of beauty, you know, what you show people, how you look. It applies to everything. You can literally change your reality and keep witnessing different realities as you change your energy corridors. And joyful manifestation shows you how to do that. The question that you always have to ask is, am I a joyful manifester or am I a sad manifester? What is the story that I am connected to? What is it that I always think of again and again in my mind? See, whatever your mind churns around on, like whatever it chews on, like a dog with a bone keeps chewing on the same bone, correct? Your mind might have a subject matter that it keeps thinking about again and again. And that subject matter may not exactly be helpful or advantageous to you. It may feel like you're living life. It may feel like I'm doing something, I'm thinking about something, there's something going on, at least in my life. I have a story going on. And so your mind continues to work on that story, churning it around and round, you know, in your mind, and literally arriving at nothing. And even if you do arrive at something, it's almost the same. And so you end up getting the same results. But when you decide to think differently and you decide that you want to give your story a little twist, that's when you start to change the reality that you see. That's when you start to change your energy corridor, and you can now witness a new reality. Simply because if your mind is thinking something, the universe starts to agree with you and starts to bring you evidence of whatever it is that you're thinking about. For example, let's say I meet this man called John, and John, I find him fascinating. He is extremely handsome, and I want him. But let's say John ignores me. He ignores me once, he ignores me twice, he ignores me three times. All the hope that I have for a new relationship with this man called John is going to start to reduce. And now my mind is going to think, oh my God, I don't think he really likes me anymore. In fact, I think he probably hates me. He ignores me. So this means if he ignores me, I'm not that pretty. And if it means that I'm not that pretty, that kind of reduces my choice, not only my chance, not only with John, but with other men that I like. And maybe John has somebody in his life that he pays attention to. Maybe John flirts with many other women, and so he's not attracted to me. And you see what happens? Your mind is now thinking about John in a negative way. already John has reduced in your mind. Any hope of any reality with John, any possibility with John is literally gone. Oh, that kind of rhymes. And this is what your mind has done. It's taken this potential love story. It's thought about it, churned. And now it's gone. It's torn it apart. Just like, cat with wool. What is the best example that I can give? A mice chewing up something, dog working on a shoe, chewing up a shoe, literally, tearing it apart. And this is what your mind does. It tears apart a potential love story. And all this time, it could just be that John is shy. And maybe he's scared. Maybe he's scared that you don't like him. So there's this, sorry, I just find this funny because so many men are shy and they just don't know how to tell you that they like you. And women think that the men don't like them. And when you really find out, so many situations that I have worked on personally, it's just that not every man is as well equipped to express his feelings. And even though as women, we think that, oh my God, a man should be the one who does all the work, which is good. I mean, he should be doing the work, the hard work, approaching and talking and winning you over. But most men are not skilled at that. A lot of them are shy, and a lot of them say things they don't want to say, and then they regret it. So in your mind, if you want to keep the story of John alive, you would have to think differently, and you would have to give some kind of a thought to, or a possibility that maybe John is just shy, or maybe he doesn't know how to talk to you. And then as you start to think differently, now you start to feel encouraged, because now your energy goes up and you start to feel confident that maybe I'm not that ugly. Maybe I am pretty, and maybe John does like me. Maybe there is a possibility. Now your whole story has changed. And as your story changes, the universe brings forward evidence of that change. Sooner or later, you are going to see the outcomes, the positive outcomes that you wanted. But you know what? We'll talk more about this in the section on love and sex, because meantime, we are taking a short break, a 2 to 3 minute break, and we're stepping into career and money. So hold on tight. Okay, while we take the short break, you can listen to a song. There's some music playing, I think. And hang on tight, just 2 or 3 minutes more.
Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard.
Work, 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 work. All of my ring, player. Gold watches, gold chain, player. 100,000 champagne, player. Yeah, my money insane, player. Yeah, I'm making it rain, player. But I was just on a plane, player. Buying gear, flying here. It ain't what you heard, it's my time of year. If I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks. I'm always so I get love for that. I heard they stole my swag, but I don't want it back. I was on this, but now I'm on to that. You see it in my closet, for it's on the rack. Was out there in Hawaii, now I'm going back. I got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Buy so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still pulling up and my family here and they so
The bigger the bill, the harder you ball. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is The bigger the bill, the harder you ball. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money low. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is
hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard. Work,
work, work, work, work, work, work, work.
Hop your pretty ear, whip up in this car. I'm out this world, girl, you know I'm a star. You
used to buying rounds, but now we buy the bar. Last year they had to ask, now they know who we are. Boss tip, walk in the building, I own it. Can tell by who I'm on the phone with. Yeah, young and talk about grown biz. Many too busy jacking my swag. Need to mess around, get your own fit. Get your own cars, get your own clothes, get your own. Get your own chick, you ain't rapping my gang, get your own click.
The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money low. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money low. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is
go hard, make sure you do whatever it is that you gotta do. That's your job.
Hi there, this is Sugandhi Iyer back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We are stepping into money and career. And this money and career, the subject of money and career has troubled a lot of people because a lot of people feel stuck where they are. And being stuck, mentally being stuck, is not something that helps in bringing in more energy. The universe works on one principle, and that is excitement. So what it does, it senses excitement and the lack of excitement. The universe starts to charge itself up, like all the, there's a kind of an electricity that happens, and the universe starts to prepare itself, the electricity increases, the charge increases whenever there is the component of excitement. So every time you feel excited about something, you know, in your career, in your job, about your money, the universe starts to rev up, literally like a high-powered engine. And then it starts to send in that amount of energy to you to bring in more of what you feel excited about. So if there's any fuel that you want, any fuel that you need to use in your life, it's excitement. And the more excitement that you put behind something, the more the universe starts to work with you and bring you results of that excitement. Literally, the air around you gets charged up and you become this ball of excitement and this charged up ball of excitement. We're not talking hyper over here. We're not talking going all hyper. But we're talking of genuine excitement and joy. Okay, it fills you up and the universe now starts to supply all of this energy towards you and they all come together. The whole universe comes together to create what you want. See, the main thing is that your soul is the observer of your life. And nothing, I mean, if you can remember this, nothing exists outside of your soul. Literally nothing. If you go into the very, very deep knowledge, very deep science of the soul is God. You know, there is nothing separate from the soul. The soul is God. And if you want to look at it as a part of God or the whole of God, it doesn't matter. And it wants to experience life. And the only reason that it is here is to get excited about life. Anything that you want, literally anything, is at your fingertips because you have the power of God. You have the power of your soul at your fingertips. And the only thing that your soul needs is a bit of excitement to help its journey, its path, you know, to success. There is absolutely nothing stopping you from going out there and making what you want happen. Here's something that I just wanted to share. I live in Las Vegas, as you know, and I love Las Vegas because it is the entertainment capital. We do have our suburbs, so we do have a quiet life here. And if you look at it from the perspective, you know, there are a lot of casinos over here, and some people are against gambling, some people are for gambling. Again, let's not look at the morality behind this. Okay, we're not going from the sense of morality, but we're going from the sense of excitement and power. And if you see from the perspective of the gambler, he has less power. His energy has less excitement because most people who, you know, gamble in the casinos don't really expect to win. Many of them gamble and they think that it's money that's just going to go out of their hands. But the real excitement comes from the people who own the casinos. They have the power. They have a whole lot of energy invested in this. This energy keeps churning around and it brings back more money for them. And that's how they really win, because they are the ones that have all of the excitement, enthusiasm, adventure, and hope, positive energy, because they know that all of their investments are going to bring back huge profits for them. The whole industry is run by excitement, enthusiasm. Again, we're not going into the morality of this. We're not judging. But just want to let you know that if you take a higher perspective of being the owner rather than another perspective of the person who goes spends his money and may lose it, then you have all of this energy and power backing you in your work, in whatever you do as a business person, as an employee. Every time you go with this energy of being the more powerful person, again, not from the space of arrogance, but from a place of excitement that you have something to contribute to your company. You have something to contribute to the world, and hence you're starting a business. You have something to contribute to society. You're starting a not-for-profit organization. Whatever it is that you're doing, it's the excitement component that's going to get you through, the enthusiasm. And this whole energy that you carry is definitely going to bring you results. So money is something that can be easily earned. It's not a riddle anymore. The only thing that you really need to go out there and make money is an idea and all the enthusiasm that you have. Now, what the universe does is it matches you penny for penny, dollar for dollar. It says, okay, you can put a dollar, we're going to give you a dollar back. And the more enthusiasm and excitement that you have, we're going to increase your profits by that much amount. The whole thing works on energy. And as you gather this energy around you, now what happens is over a period of weeks, you just need a few weeks, this energy of excitement and enthusiasm that you're on a winning spree and you're going to make money, you're coming from a higher perspective, a higher level, and you have this energy gather around you, this energy now becomes part of what we call our energy field, the aura. And you now become magnetized. And even if you become quiet for some time, your energy continues to consistently attract money to it because it is now part of your aura. Your aura is full of dollar signs now, literally, if you can imagine it that way. And from the perspective of people who have jobs, what happens is they will not lose their jobs. You know, even when the economy goes down, if you've got a lot of dollar signs in your aura, trust me, you are not going to lose your job. If you have all this excitement around you and you have all of this magnetic energy of money around you, you will not lose your job and or get another job very, very quickly. And as you increase your enthusiasm, you start to see promotions, you start to make more money even in a bad economy. And where business people are concerned, they just start to expand. They don't see bad seasons. They will not have a bad season. You know, once their aura is magnetized with all of this energy of money, bad seasons, it doesn't happen. And even if it happens by any chance, they're able to come back on their feet again because now they are completely magnetized. Money magnets is what I would call them. So just if you think about it from the point of survival now, if you go back to the first part of the show, we were talking about survival. You've just left the place of survival, and you've started living in the place of abundance and joy. And that's joyful manifestation because now you are not going to be worried about having to keep your job or having to make that money, you know, the fear of not making money, because your energy now expects to be paid. It expects to be paid for all the coaches out there, for all the trainers, for all the people who are business, who have started businesses. Just remember that it's not just the physical work that you do. It is also the fact that you have to become money magnets. And once you've done that, you literally expect to be paid. And that's what happened to me. And that's what happened to some of the people that I worked with. A lot of the people that I worked with, at some point, there's this shift that happens. And you do not expect not to be paid. It just happens automatically. It just becomes part of your consciousness that you will get money. You don't know how. I mean, of course, a lot of people know how they're going to get it because they've got certain doors open for it, businesses that they've started, practices that they have, but they just expect to be paid. They just know that they're not going to have a bad day. And this is actually what happens for people once they become money magnets. And, you know, as we go forward into the show, we've got so much more that we can talk about, but this is just a sample of what can happen. Once you become a money magnet, you expect to be paid. And it just continues. It becomes your karma. It becomes part of your good karma. And it becomes, your aura is filled with this. And literally, people like this, they go out and they can go anywhere. And somehow they'll have some kind of a monetary benefit. Something will happen. Something good will happen. You know, it's like touching something and it turns into gold, and they have this touch. And these people, they don't live in the place of survival. They've moved beyond it into the place of abundance and prosperity. And they know that wherever they go, they are spreading this abundance and prosperity because their mindsets, their mind, you know, thinks in an abundant way. Every time they go to a restaurant, any place that they go, they don't feel that they cannot afford this, they cannot afford that. Of course, everybody has their limits, but they don't go with from the place of, I can't afford this anymore. And if you want a pay raise, many of these money magnets, what happens is they give themselves pay raises. It's like, you know what? I think I'm going to make an extra $50,000 this year. Now, what happens is their energy gets revved up. Because it's listening, the energy takes instructions and it gets revved up and it automatically makes sources for an additional $50,000 to come in. And this is how money magnets operate. And we're here in this show, the Joyful Manifestation Show, to help you become a money magnet so that you can attract a lot of prosperity wherever you go. And you can take this feeling of prosperity with you and transmit it to others so that you know, this energy goes out and a lot of other people feel that they do not have to live within the limits of survival and they can come out of it and be prosperous and abundant. Having said that, you know, we do need to go into the next segment, and that's on love and sex. And we are taking a 2-minute break, 2 to 3 minute break. You can listen to some music now. So hold on tight. Coming back soon. Thank you.
Welcome to the candy shop.
How do you want it?
You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be a, I'll be a, in the hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. How your friends teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem. Get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to the. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your girl, not in your
hand. I take you to the candy shop, I let you lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Slow climb on like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before. Cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch in thongs? Had me thinking about that after I'm gone. I right at the right time. Lights on, a light source. She like a so seductive. You should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow mo on the floor when we. Long she ain't stopping, homie. I ain't stopping. With sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle, it's on, and we gon' sip to every bubble, and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer, and I'm back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're now into the segment of love and sex, and the reason that I'm including sex as as a huge part of this is because, you know, a lot of us are moving away from the traditional thoughts about love, and that's love being painful. You know, love being painful, emotional, hurtful, and bringing us results of tears and all of us crying, waiting for a loved one who never seems to have time for us. So I've included the sex energy as part of love energy now. I mean, it's not part of love energy, but I'm putting both into the same section because as your love gets more happy, as you feel happier about the person that you're in love with, as you feel more excited, again, and the key word is enthusiasm, excitement. As you feel more excited, as you feel more enthusiastic, your love story actually has a chance of succeeding. I was listening to Barbara Streisand, this song, Woman in Love, I think, and she talks about having the right, you know, feeling the right to love this person, this man, and having him in her life. And she comes from the place of yearning and feeling so strongly about the man that she loves, and oh, I have this right to have him in my life. And those are not the exact words, but that's the feeling that I came up with. And I was thinking, okay, this is quite a few years ago. Now, if you look at love and soulmate manifestation, because I do a lot of soulmate manifestation work, if you go from this place of, if you come from the place of yearning and feeling this right, you know, this righteousness to have this man that you love so much, so dearly in your life, you know, the chances of it happening is probably low. Sorry, but that's the truth. Whenever you feel righteous, or whenever you self-righteous, whenever you feel it's something that you so strongly want something, you so strongly love somebody that you desperately want him in your life, that's when the whole thing starts to work in reverse for you. And soulmate manifestation becomes really, really hard. But having this naughty element of sex in it, not that you have to, you know, sleep around. This is not about that. But the element, the enjoyment, the enthusiasm of looking forward to having sex with a person, to doing wonderful, fun things with that person, being completely excited, you know, when you think about his hair and his eyes and his face and his and the way he's built, and for the gentleman, the way she's built, you know, whoever's listening, any men that's, you know, tuned in, if you feel excitement, that is what is going to bring that person into your life. It's not the pathos. It's not the crying. It's not the lamenting. It's not the, oh, I miss him and I've been waiting for him and when is he going to come, and then lying on the couch, one hand, you know, those movies, one hand behind your head, or what is it, over your forehead like that, turned around. So that is not the position that your hero is coming in, because most men want to run away. Okay? Most men, right now, a lot of men have commitment phobias. A lot of men run away from women who are emotional and who are lament, you know, who are in this frame of mind, framework of lamenting and crying and sobbing and feeling sad that the man that they love is not with them, feeling self-righteous just because they happen to be a woman in love, right? And a lot of men are running away. Trust me, I have worked with so many thousands of people, and whenever the woman starts to get attached and in love, even before anything happens, the man's out. He's run away. He's taken the fastest plane that he can. He's gone. He's probably crossed oceans and disappeared. And then the woman's left wondering, but I loved him so much. What happened? I mean, doesn't he respect my love? Doesn't he acknowledge my love? No, the man's scared for his life. He's gone. So let's come back to this day and age where the whole thing about soulmate manifestation is not about crying for your love. Okay, love is not supposed to be about pain. It's about joy. And that brings you back to joyful manifestation. Even love has to be manifested from the space of joy. There's just simply no other way, because most people today want to run away when they see sadness. Okay? Those days of the tough men and the tough women, and they can, you know, push up their, what is it, sleeves, up their elbows and get into the trenches. I don't know what trenches, but work in the coal mines, etc., etc. You know, the whole hardship thingy. People don't want it. They do not want emotional drama queens. They do not want roaring, you know, men with who are ultra controlling. They want people that they can get along with and have fun with. And so that's why sex is part of my love manifestation, soulmate manifestation segment. And it's a very, very big part, because it's a way of saying that there's good sex energy between you and me. And the sex energy is, it again, it is not about sleeping with each other only. I mean, that's great. Nobody's saying don't. But this is not about that. This is about knowing that there is a certain chemistry between two people, and that this chemistry is not being converted into sadness. Very, very important. Please, if you love someone, do not love them in such a way that it creates sadness for everybody. That is like the recipe for failure, okay? And I've seen so many situations, sadness is simply not a good attractor of love, unless you want to attract another sad person. That's not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. And then this sad person brings down this other sad person. They kind of bring each other down until one person realizes they don't want to be sad anymore and they leave anyway. So if you are in this place where you like somebody, put forward your most attractive self. Bring forward your enthusiasm and your excitement think about how good it would be to be close to this person physically. And then from that place, you, again, I'm stressing that you don't have to have sex. It's not about that. Again, you know, you can have sex if you want to, but it's not about that, because a lot of people will think, oh God, he wants me for my body, et cetera, et cetera. It's not about that. It's about bringing in the energy of enthusiasm and excitement and then building on that rather than meeting this man. I love him. I'm in love with him. How can I own him? You cannot own anybody. The person has to agree to spend time with you. And all of your time, you know, in this life of ours, it's about people spending time with each other. It's not about owning each other. And if one person is enthusiastic and excited, the other person wants to spend time with them. And they will want to continue spending time with them till eternity, forever. And you can't own the person forever. You know, and that's why a lot of relationships are in, I'm not going to, again, I think I've already said it, but they're not doing so well because it's always been about owning each other and possessing, well, owning and then controlling and having all this drama going on, and people have to somehow be sturdy and put up with the other person, and it's just not working any longer. There is this thing about people wanting to be with each other, genuinely wanting to do that. And your soulmate, the person that you have a connection to, that person is connected to you through an energy cord. I think you've heard of it. I think they're called etheric cords, and they do exist. Trust me, I've tried them. These energy cords actually supply energy between two people. It's a connector cord, and they feel each other and they know what the other person's thinking. One person can affect the other person, even if they're miles away. And each person can send, one person can send the other person thoughts and feelings and affect and influence each other. So that's basically your soulmate. You can have a few soulmates, and the soulmate that you want to be with is a person that you want to be with. And it's your love story. That's when it becomes a real love story. And you can send each other this energy. And if you hold a place of excitement and enthusiasm, that is what your soulmate is going to feel through this connector energy. That is what attracts him or her to you. Now, this energy connector can also send sad energy through this. And so if your soulmate feels you feeling sad, depressed, needy, insecure, unsure, he feels it. He may not know exactly what's happening because not everybody's super intuitive and emotionally mature, but they feel it and they stay away. They will stay away. And it is not the best way to bring in your soulmate, and it's not the best way to manifest love. So, you know, I think we're at the end of our show for today, and we're coming back next Thursday, and we will continue with this subject. There's so much more to talk about. There's so much more to say. I think that is the 18th. We're coming back on the 18th of January at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And we will continue with this fascinating chapter on soulmate and soulmate manifestation. You can learn a lot. In the meantime, if you are interested in reading my book, Joyful Manifestation, that contains the process, it also contains soulmate manifestation and money manifestation, you can get it on Amazon.com. And you can, I think you can get the electronic copy, or you can get the hard copy, Amazon.com and some other online retailers. So we will be back again with the Joyful Manifestation Show in a couple of weeks. I think that's the 18th of January at 6 p.m. PST. And we will continue with money manifestation, career manifestation, you know, love and sex manifestation. But in the meantime, if you have someone that you're interested in, please try to think happy thoughts. Forget the sad stories that have happened between you and him. And try to change that around, give it a different spin. And every time you give it a different spin, there is literally a little opening that happens. So every time you've had these sad thoughts, right, energy closes down. But every time you have these happy thoughts, energy opens up. So till the next time, have a wonderful couple of weeks and looking forward to talking to you again. Thank you. This is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show.